All right, we've got a fun episode for you planned today. We're going to be drafting all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. Let's get into this. Hello and welcome to this edition of Side Retired. It's Dylan, James, and Nico, and we've got a fun spring training styled episode. And yes, we played an hour of trivia in order to determine what the order of our draft picks was going to be. But topic simple before I introduce the guys, there's 30 major league ballparks. There's three guys on this Zoom call. We will each be taking 10 ballparks. And at the end of the day, you guys can vote on the Side Retired Instagram and Twitter at Side Retired Pod to let us know who got the best 10. Nico, James, how you doing?
Good, bro. I feel confident mainly because I won the trivia, so I got the wrap around, so I feel like gonna get the picks I want. So things is gonna go well. I'm excited.
So, James, you're on the clock as the 1-1, and you've had time to prepare your pick. So, what is the best Major League Baseball Stadium, in your opinion?
Yeah, easy first pick. I'll take PNC Park. Just a wonderful view. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Sure, the product on the field isn't any of the words I just used. But thank goodness we're just using stadium as our judge. My criteria is I pick. I think each of the guys can discuss what they believe. But I'm going strictly off how the stadium looks. What is in the stadium? Not the city it's in, not what's around the stadium, not if the stadium has any history. I'm going strictly off the aesthetic look of the stadium and what the stadium possesses.
So I've got the number two, and I'm gonna go similar criteria to James, but mine I'm gonna keep it to a more simpler of if I have a ticket in my hand that takes me into any major league ballpark and I can spend a day there, where am I going? And no, it's no. I'm gonna go with the 1-2 pick with Petco Park in San Diego. I think that's a good solid day at the ballpark. They're always friendly there, they're really nice, the weather's good, the team's okay. Machado, Tatis, I know that doesn't really, I think we're not going to count really the players
The
as part of the
hotel.
experience, but the hotel in left field, it's just a sick environment. They also, one cool thing about the Padres, they hand out free sunscreen at their stadium, in that if they see fans are burning, they have people walking up and down the aisles that hand out sunscreen. So shout out the Padres for the little things. But Nico now has the three and the four pick, which is a little scary.
Love it.
Let's
James
hear
could
it.
say all he wants about not taking history into account. I was actually going to take this with my second, but just because I couldn't, it has to be my number one. I'm taking Fenway. It's the most historic ballpark. I'm obviously biased. I'm a Sox fan, but I think the two most iconic things in baseball, one of them is the Green Monster. The other one's going to get selected in this draft. So I'm very happy to have Fenway. Knew it was going to drop him to me. Second one, I'm going. This is more off of beauty. It does have a little bit of history, but this is more off of just because I think it's a beautiful park. Is it? I'm going to still call it what it is AT&T Park, but what is it?
Oracle. Now
Oracle?
Oracle, yes.
Yeah. Oracle's beautiful. I mean, you have McCovey Cove, it's on the water. I love the fact that you go and you have like the guys in the kayaks going to get the balls. It's a beautiful view. It's a very nice field. I'm very happy with that one too.
I'm extremely happy that because I was going to take this at 1-2 in fear that Nico is going to stun me and take my pick. But thankfully he didn't. And that's Citi Field. As much as this is probably a slight reach, as the number five, I think it's a good ballpark.
It's a great
And
pick, Dylan.
I
Phenomenal.
know it's a good family friendly. Plus, I'm pretending that we're doing this draft in 2032 when there's a football stadium next to it. There's a soccer stadium next to it. There's two casinos next to it. There's a what's the Hard Rock? Is that the one with the guitar?
Yes.
Yeah, that Steve Cohen announced that he was making an $8 billion investment to the surrounding area. So
If we were doing this ten
this is
years
called a
ago,
stock pick.
it would
This is called a stock pick, and that when these stadiums don't get broken down, unlike Fenway, which could be demolished in 10 years, then Give me Citi Field now and in the future. But James, you now have two picks.
Yeah, so I got the little wraparound pick right here. So I'll take Camden Yards as my second pick. I think Camden Yards is just an exquisite looking ballpark. The supply company building in the in behind the right field wall makes it very pleasing on the eye. And I think for my next pick, I'm having a little tough debate here. I don't know if it's going to get taken or not. So I'm just going to take Coors Field as my
Ooh.
third overall pick, first pick of the third round. I think Coors has a very beautiful ballpark. I think the large outfield, the beautiful green grass that spreads over such a vast outfield just gives it this beautiful look. I think the trees and the cool little waterfall and rock structure they have in center field is very cool. So I'll take Coors Field as my third.
Let me just say about Camden. I didn't like have a lot of stuff about Canyon, a big opinion. I went there like a year ago and I was like, damn, that's great pick. I think people don't really appreciate how nice Camden Yard is.
I'm gonna go with, since Camden's one of the more underrated ones. Me personally, not the biggest fan of this place, but I need a big name on my board, especially after taking Citi Field. I'm gonna go with Wrigley. I think it's gotta be, because this is what, the 10th pick of the draft? Ninth, 10th, 11th, somewhere like that. Whatever we're at.
Eighth.
Wrigley's gotta be in the upper half. So give me Wrigley Field. Good place, not great place, but there's gonna be people who vote for us and they love Wrigley, so I get the fan favorite. You got to wrap around.
I'm between three here for my wraparound. I feel like I gotta go with what I know. So even though I'm letting one slip, I really. And it's historic. I'm going with what I know. I think the best food is in Seattle's T-Mobile Park. They have garlic parmesan fries, and if you've never tried those, please go and try those. Very nice. They have like a lighting around where I would say like the coolest walk up I've ever seen in my life was Dylan Moore hitting 128. The lights went down. It freaking flames were shooting out of places, and it was like wow. Like Aaron Judge is coming up to hit his like all-time record-breaking home run, and it was Dylan Moore hitting ninth, batting 128, and you doing that for the ninth batter is it's a very cool ballpark, especially with like the effects they do. Then I'm gonna go to honestly what I think it could slip, but I don't want to risk it because I think that it's one of the nicest things that we don't talk about. I'm gonna go Kauffman. I think that Kauffman
That's gonna be.
with their fountains, I think it's a very nice. I think they play well with like all like the royalty again being the Royals. I think that the fountain bodes very well with it. Pitcher friendly ballpark, don't care about that. I just think it's a very beautiful ballpark.
The weird thing about Kauffman, and correct me, I don't think any of the three of us have been there in person, correct? Nothing. I think from all like Planet Emily the show, of course, that doesn't mean everything. It looks really good. The one thing that confuses me, they just announced they're doing $1 billion new stadium in 2029. But Kauffman, at least from the, like, I agree, I was gonna pick them if you didn't take them. I'm just curious, and if we have any Royals fans out there, why are they like, I don't, this is not like, it sounds like I'm poo-pooing the pick. I'm just genuinely curious,
Yeah,
since I was gonna
I've
bring it
been
up when it got
told
taken.
on very good authority that it's a like if you're like ranking the ones that you need to go to, it's high up there.
James, for my next pick, can you remind me of the adjectives that you used to say for your qualifications?
I believe I said the aesthetic look of the ballpark. Nothing
Okay.
around it, just what
Did you also say atmosphere?
I did
No.
not say atmosphere. No atmosphere. Atmosphere was a word that was not used
You
in
didn't
the
say atmosphere?
ballpark. Jake,
Yeah.
and he's gonna.
I got the wrong A word. But atmosphere, give me Citizens Bank Ballpark.
Yeah.
Easy. As much as I don't like it and I don't like the people that are inside of it, you have to respect that if you're talking again, which I said was my criteria, I get a ticket to any Major League Baseball stadium. Philly in October is up there in a top five pick.
Wow, I'm in shock that I even am going to get this pick. I did not think that this ballpark was going to wrap back to me. I'll take Truist Park in Atlanta. I think the Chop House, just the overall, again, I'm really in love with these like downtown built ballparks, these ballparks that have buildings behind them. and just kind of seemed like they were placed into the city just magically somehow. And so, I mean, truest to the fireworks, just how individualized the ballpark is. It kind of each section has its own kind of feel to it. I've never been, but just from the looks of it, and when you look at it overhead, it's very broken up and individualized. I think that's a really cool thing to do with a ballpark, kind of make each area have its own feel and vibe. So you could sit in five or six different places within the ballpark and feel like you're sitting in a new ballpark, which I think is cool. And then
One thing about it is their outside was built with the stadium in mind. So like for like a mile all around, everything is like stores based on the Braves. So I know that's not technically the stadium, but the surrounding areas is like extremely nice. Like everything that it ha for a mile has to do with the ballpark, and it adds so much.
That is really cool. I didn't know that, but I was about to pick that.
I'm gonna be honest, that was gonna be that's the one that I was in between. I
And
was
then my next pick, I'm picking Minute Maid Park, but
I was gonna pick them.
only with the roof open. Minute Maid with the roof open is super sick. They have the home run pump in left center field. I wish Towels Hill was still there. Unfortunately, it's been gone for 10 years now. But I think that's super cool. Astros logo they've done center is awesome. They have a bunch of cool like Torchy's Tacos in center. There's the Michelob Ultra section in right field. It there's great seats all around. I've been to that stadium a bunch, and I think there's a bunch of really cool spots. The Crawford boxes, the bullpens being built at field level, even in the left field side where fans are above them. And then I think the most slept on section, which I've been lucky enough to sit in one time, there's a built-in section in center field that's on like level with the players. It's got a chain link fence, and so you can watch from like 410 feet away, the game happening, and you're literally on the same level as the players. I think that's pretty cool.
I like that one. I'm going to continue with my theme of spending a day at the ballpark, and that includes the surrounding area. The ballpark itself was small. It wasn't great. They do have some fireworks shows that goes off when Joey Votto hits a home run. I really like Cincinnati for the sole purpose of their Hall of Fame. They have a museum that rivals Cooperstown, and not exaggerating, it's 4 stories tall, I'm pretty sure. You could literally spend hours in there. And I believe they do actually let people in early, if you say, hey, I just want to go visit the Hall of Fame Museum. So, for that purpose alone, plus the stadium itself isn't bad. It's just we're getting to that point of like, average Major League Baseball stadiums, and having a Hall of Fame Museum like the Reds do definitely puts them a little bit over the top over some of the other stadiums that we're about to get to. Nico, for two.
I just want to make sure that this hasn't gotten picked because I'm very surprised because I thought that when I didn't pick it wasn't going to get back to me. I feel like it's fallen enough. It's not like the craziest spectacle of a ballpark, but I'm going to take Dodger Stadium.
That's a good one. I forgot we didn't have to take
It
that.
has the history. It has everything you want. It sits on like a hill.
Mid.
Yeah, I think that that's another one that you, again, with James, when you don't look at the history, I mean, what most iconic walk-off of all time with Kirk Gibson. A lot of that stuff goes into it. I'm going to completely flip it around. And the same way that James modified his Minute Maid pick, I feel like it's a reach and I feel like you guys aren't going to take it, but I want it to be like here. Give me Marlins Park, loanDepot Park.
That was going to be my next
Wait,
pick. I'm
wait,
going to be genuinely
wait.
honest. That was
And
my.
hear my caveat. I don't care when the Marlins play there. Give me it during the WBC and City. Those two, take Citizens Bank Park, that atmosphere, whatever you want. Give me 30,000 Hispanics at Marlins Park. Just they didn't let us use pots and pans. They let us use all instruments now, but just not pots and pans, which if you know anyone from Miami, they only use pots and pans as instruments, so it kind of sucks. But there is an that atmosphere I've been have the opportunity to be there, it's electric. There's nothing like that atmosphere, anything that I've been in my life.
I know it must be done, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it. I know our audience, and I know it will get me votes. I'm gonna take it for its history and that it's got a monument section that is unrivaled by
Oh
anyone else
my gosh,
for
this
its
is such a
history.
painter.
I'm going to take Yankee Stadium.
This is such a pander pick.
Because when you think, as much as I hate it, and I do with a burning passion every time I step into that building, except for potentially this summer. sorry. I think the roll call is cool. I think the history is cool. If this was still the old Yankee Stadium, top five pick easily. The problem is it's not, and they tried to replicate it and they couldn't. But it's still a cool environment. I appreciate and shout out the legend section. I appreciate and shout out the judges' chamber. It's still a cool place to watch a baseball stadium or watch a baseball game. Plus, I'm going to say it again. I know our audience is a lot of New Yorkers, so I've now satisfied our audience by having both Citi Field and Yankee Stadium on my ranking.
Just admit that you're just trying to get votes.
I am 100% play to win.
Wow. I am very happy with how this draft is going because y'all are selling so hard. I'll take Target Field. I can't believe Target Field is still here. Target Field was a fantastic upgrade from the, was it Metrodome? Whatever
Yes.
they used to call that piece of trash in Minnesota. Target Field's beautiful. They have great suite sections. I think the little logo that lights up in center field, dead center field, is awesome. It's built just outside downtown over the right field wall, where sometimes guys hit home runs just into the street behind Target Field, which I think is awesome. But yeah, I think Target Field is beautiful. It always seems to be sunny when I turn on a random summer game in Minnesota. It really doesn't make sense to me. But yeah, so I'll take Target Field as my first pick. And then here's another pick that I'm really happy about, especially since they made their stadium improvements the year before, or sorry, last season, and then again this season. Give me Rogers Centre. Give me the home of the Toronto Blue Jays. I think their new their focus on trying to, shift their stadium towards younger people, creating these beer gardens above the bullpens in the outfield, allowing for more standing room and more affordable tickets for younger fans. I think it's awesome. We saw a ton of hilarious videos of people just heckling opposing pitchers in the Rogers Centre this past season. And I think they've continued to make upgrades. I also think the, what do you call it? The spire? I don't know. The tall, pointy thing that's right outside the stadium
Yes.
is also super sick. So, yeah, I think the Rogers Centre is a steal of a pick again for me as
I
they
think
continue to dominate this draft.
the one I'm going to go with, I think there's a bias on our behalf and that none of us have been there. It's in the middle of the country, almost like a coffin. St. Louis, Busch Stadium. You've got the arch in the background. You've got 40,000 blonde Cardinals fans sitting around watching a good baseball team year in and year out. That seems like a good environment. I want to get there at some point. I think the only reason it's fallen is that none of us have been there so far. Always a good team, always a good time. Give me St. Louis. And judging by Nico's reaction, that was a good pick.
Yeah, that was my next pick. I was hoping it got back to me. Where to go? Where to go?
We're starting to get to the place where maybe if I have my ticket, I still stay home.
Do I get biased? I'm just gonna start going to places that I like, that I've been to, that I like, even though they're not the nicest ballpark. I'll go with. It's a new stadium. This one I actually haven't been to, but it's a new stadium, so haven't been there, but I can't think it could be that bad if it's brand new. I'll take Globe Life. I'll take Texas's. Again, new stadium. Just won a World Series there, so the atmosphere is probably gonna be pretty good for the coming future. That's all I really know about it. I'm not gonna lie.
I will quickly jump in and say that was the end of the seventh round. So we've reached the nine worst stadiums starting now.
Yeah, and this one I'm gonna reach just because it has a pool. I'm gonna go Chase Field. Like, this is kind of what I'm basing my picks on. I think Chase Field with the pool. They actually have a really good playing surface. I had the opportunity to like be on it. It's nice. It's turf there, which again most MLB stadiums should have nice surfaces. But it's nice. Phoenix is a cool city, and again, the pool is something that you just don't get anywhere else.
This one is, I don't know why it's in the bottom eight now at this point. And Nico and I have been there several times. It's just a normal Major League Baseball stadium. There's nothing positive. There's also nothing negative to say about Nationals Park, National Stadium.
They have
It's
a
just, yeah, they have a president's race. They play some songs. They have a bunch of red seats. I mean, if you're getting to spend a day in DC, I guess that's a cool upgrade over some of the other cities that are still left out there. But, you know, Nats Park, team isn't great. The environment, I will say, because we got to experience the back end of it when Juan Soto played for the Nationals and his hype walk-up song came up, or when Gerardo Parra used to play Baby Shark. I can see how Nationals Stadium used to be really good, but right now it's unfortunately here at the bottom ranking. But James, you've got the wraparound with the seventh and the sixth worst stadiums.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to look through my list and see
We're stretching now.
what viable options I still have. Yeah, we seem to be really stretching thin
Yeah.
on quality ballparks.
No,
All right,
there's one left that I actually really like, but I don't know how it somehow slipped down here, but yeah.
I think I'm gonna get it actually. I'm going to take, if it'll ever tell me what the ballpark's called. I'm going to take American Family Field in Milwaukee. I think the slide adds a little bit of character. You know, the hot dog race or the president race that happens every home game, I think is exciting. And yeah, I mean, you get some really high quality beer being up in Wisconsin. So I think, you know, when we factor all that together, and okay. Also, I'll add this. I think stadiums that have glass just behind the outfield wall is awesome because just like the potential for someone to hit a home run off the glass is just always that just, you know, when Sosa was doing it in the home run derby back in the early 2000s, I mean, that just gets the people going. You know what I'm saying? Like Minute Maid has that glass. I'm trying to understand. The Marlins have that glass. Stanton hit one over there. I think just, you know, the potential for the long dinger off the glass just adds so much potential excitement to the ballpark.
I will also say an
So I'll
underrated Milwaukee thing. They actually have a cool theater inside the stadium that I'm not sure anyone else does for Bud Selig. They play like this 20-minute long movie, which again, weird to do that in the middle of a baseball game, but it's cool to talk about his history and how he became commissioner and how he brought baseball back to Milwaukee. We went out there last summer, so.
All I was going to say for this pick was beer and slide. So thank you, James, for at least taking this pick in and putting more. Because I was just going to say, I'm going to be honest, I was going to say Miller Park because that's great. American Family. No, Miller Beer, America.
The sixth worst stadium, James, is
I mean, this is getting atrocious now. I don't even want to have to make another pick. I guess I'll take. Golly.
there's one that I semi like still, if you want to
I
trade
know which
picks.
one it is, but it's in Ohio. Like,
Leave it for me. I have a lot of positive things to say. So if you want to be nice so we can have some content and leave it
all
for
right,
me.
I'll take Progressive Field.
Damn
Cleveland Indians Field. Yeah, I think okay. The stadium has potential. Like it actually, I know we have said environment. It is a good environment for playoff games, surprisingly.
about this Saturday.
Doesn't matter to me, but I'm just saying. It does have a cool skyline in the background, and I think the ginormous scoreboard in left field is really cool. It goes the width of the entire stands in left field. Which I think is pretty cool, and I like the double decker layered bullpen. There's some shrubbery in dead center, also very cool. Some home runs get launched into there. Again, big fan of the home runs going somewhere cool. So yeah, I think, I mean, it's not terrible. Like I there's nothing bad I can say about Cleveland. Like I think the dimensions are cool. It's kind of built like a college ballpark in a sense of the way the dimensions are. It's pretty straight in every direction. It just takes a different angle like three different times. And it plays pretty true. I'd say it's a favorable ballpark for pitchers and hitters. So yeah, I'll take Progressive Field as my second to last choice.
So there's five left for our fans out there that are not keeping track. I'll list them plus just in case our guys don't know. In no particular order, just the order that they're listed on MLB.com. It's the White Sox, it's the Tigers, it's the Angels, the A's, and the Rays. And I think this is a, like, as much as Progressive Field fell this far, I think it's definitely a step above these five that are left. None of these are great. They're all old-fashioned. They all could probably be torn down and started back up, and everyone would be fine. So I'm going to go with, based on vibes for the 2024 season, just because we saw the potential of the stadium with the reverse boycott, Oakland's not going 30th. I'm taking Oakland Stadium right here and right now.
Dang. So now, I was actually gonna
I
ask.
don't think it's last. I don't think
No,
it's good
it's
here.
last. It's
I don't
last.
know. It's
But I'm gonna be honest. If
can
I
I keep my long-term bet that this means I get the Vegas stadium?
no, because what I was gonna ask, what my
I
last.
don't like the looks of the new Vegas stadium either.
But can I get the Ve I'm gonna be honest. Can I get the Vegas stadium that they're gonna play in? Because I went there, and they gave me a crap ton of beer. It was a great time for me. I went last week
It
with a
hasn't been built
map
yet.
guy, play
Wait,
map friend of the pod,
you took
and
the Coliseum?
I
yeah,
did.
he took the Coliseum.
No, I wanted that one because of, oh, man, I was going to talk about, please tell me you talked about what happened at the top of the stadium like a year and a half ago.
Did not.
The top that happened at the top.
The top at the top.
Yeah, shout out Oakland.
Head at the head.
Nico, you got two picks, and you basically determine how the rest of this draft goes.
So you actually made it easy for me because I thought I was gonna have to pick between where I'd rather just be in a city because I wasn't gonna go to any of these stadiums of Oakland, Tampa, or Chicago. But I don't have to pick Southside Chicago also. But I don't have to do that. I'm gonna take LA. You're in LA. They have the Rocks and you can see Trout. That's about it. And that's about it. That's all I really want to say about them. The Rocks are pretty cool. Nice. I also went there when I was like eight. And then I'll take Comerica. I just saw that they said they have a Ferris wheel. That's pretty dope. Sucks that the Tigers play there. But you know, Miggy was once there. Anything else about it? Let's see. I think they have a choo-choo train. You know, train would be sick.
They've got a big tiger. I don't know if you said that
Yeah.
yet.
They have a statue. USA Today says that their favorite is Ernie Harwell. Don't know who that is. A carousel and a Ferris wheel and some fountains. That's good enough for my last pick.
I like it. So that leaves me with the White Sox and the Rays. And I just pulled up, shout out to friend of the podcast, my dad. I found I found his rankings of all the stadiums that we've been to. And he actually didn't have the White Sox as last. His bottom four was the White Sox in fourth to last, Fenway below the White Sox,
Terrible.
Oakland, and then in dead last, he had the Yankees. So if I had to pick between the White Sox and the Rays, I guess I'll go with the White Sox because, again, as Nico said, yes, you're in the south side of Chicago. You're at least still in Chicago. And plus maybe you got a stadium in Nashville in a couple of years instead. I will say there's one cool thing that's sad to say there's one cool thing about the White Sox. The one cool thing about the White Sox stadium is that they have a machine set up that allows you to throw and that it has the mile per hour radar gun attached to it. And there is a cool story to come out of the White Sox stadium that there was one guy that a couple beers in decided to walk up to the machine and just casually punched a 95 mile an hour fastball. He then was signed by the White Sox. I don't remember actually what happened to him. I assume didn't go much farther than that. But that's a cool activity to do. The one game that my dad and I went to that stadium, they were doing Christmas in June, maybe Christmas in July. So that made it at least a little bit fun, but yeah, the scoreboard wasn't great. The tickets were kind of cheap. Everyone in Chicago is a Cubs fan. So, congrats, White Sox. At least you're not Tampa. So, James, there's not a pick,
Yeah, there is.
you want to talk?
Yeah, I'll take a Olympic Stadium, Montreal Expos. Sleeper pick. I don't think people saw this one coming. No, I'm joking. I'm gonna take the stadium I wanted to take, Tropicana Field. And I want to take this pick because they have Stingrays in their stadium, and no other stadium has that. So
James, do you want any of mine? Because I'll trade for you if I can get another pick. I'll trade you the Comerica and Angels if I could talk about one stadium that should be on this list.
Just talk about it because we got
The Rough
time.
Riders minor league affiliate has a lazy river.
Oh, this is true. But wait, I'm not done talking about Tropicana yet.
It freaking blows.
Tropicana has cool light displays on its ceiling. They've
But you
added
can't
this
see.
recently. They've added this recently. And also, you can hit dingers off the back wall in right field because David Ortiz did it one time, and that was pretty cool. So that's cool about Tropicana Field. The bullpens are also on the field of play at Tropicana Field, and there have been some cool ball boy moments. So that's pretty cool. And then I also like how they have the little, like, 1 foot high fence in left field with the tables. That's actually kind of cool.
Longoria
Yeah, to
walk-off.
do that. So yeah, go Tropicana Field.
That's
I also like the way that half of their seats are unsittable in because they put big tarps over them because they have no fans.
big step up. It's a thing more stadiums should do.
And as we approach the end of this episode, I'd also like to give a shout out to our behind the scenes guy, David, who helped us come up with this idea where he submitted his list of his top 10 favorite stadiums. And instead of it becoming a TikTok, which you can check out at Side Retired Pod, we turned it into an episode. But of course, we also want to shout out David's list. So here we go. Oracle is at number one, Camden's at two, Nats at three. I love Nats there. Look at that. That's a high ranking. Wrigley's at four, Yankees at five, Dodgers at six, Angels at seven. So David picking those bottom 10 that we picked. Citi Field, my Mets at eight. American Family Field, how about that, David, at nine. And Fenway at number 10, a good blend of the traditional and the new stadiums. Thank you, David. Well, that's
Nice.
all 30 teams, unless we've got anything else to do. I assume if we gave you the option, people would have picked some minor league parks like the Woo Sox that have the fake green monster out in left field. Might be a little bit cool. Or was that there at spring? Is
That's
that
their
spring training?
yep.
Spring training has it.
I'm telling
Or
you, Rough Riders, you get they have it's a lazy river and you can have beer on it on a tube. That's sick.
I know the Brooklyn Cyclone's also cool because you can see like Coney Island and all that stuff in the background. So shout out that. But no, we're settling for American Family Field and
I think ship it.
MLB the Show. Hey, maybe we're gonna do a like historic draft at some point too. But let us know if you like this episode. I rarely ever do this, but it would be a good indication. Let us know how we're doing on these. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as make sure to give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok for now, till it dies, YouTube. And we have a fifth platform, but I'm blanking on it. So we're just going to say it's at Side Retired Pod on all those different platforms. And for Dylan, James, and Nico, until the next time, the side is retired.